Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
We'll talk about Pitt, Tennessee now. Again, watch Tennessee play, watch their game against Ball State, 59-10 victory. They were up 38-0 in that football game. They return a lot. Obviously, it starts with Hendon Hooker, their quarterback. Year two for Josh Heupel. Offensively, what you're going to see is a lot of what West Virginia did, a lot of RPO-type stuff. They're going to spread you from sideline to sideline. They're going to line guys up 3 yards from the sideline, and they're going to try to single you up. They've got some big play receivers. Cedric Tillman's in the mold of a Bryce Ford Wheaton, 6'3", 215. They're going to throw the ball up to him. They've got two tailbacks back, Jabari Small. Obviously was a guy that had a great freshman season last year, sophomore season last year. He's back. They returned 4/5 of their offensive line, a group that was experienced last year but gave up 44 sacks, which is a lot of sacks. They got their offensive line back, and again, with Hooker at quarterback, a guy that can throw it and run it. He didn't really run it against Ball State, didn't need to. He gave Pitt a lot of problems in that second half. And that was a game last year that Pitt could have very easily been down 21-0 in that game. I mean, it was between the muff kickoff and block punt and all the things that happened in that game. Kenny Pickett dug him out of a hole. The play in the end zone to Melky Stovall in the back of the end zone to get that game back within reach. And then he just made play after play. Jared Wayne down the middle of the field. Very similar running catch to what happened the other night. That guy continues to make plays. But is Keaton Slovis going to be able to carry that torch? Because he's going to have to play well. They're going to have to throw the ball more than 24 times. They attempted 29 passes. He was sacked 5 times. So the run-pass breakdown was actually more even than the stats would indicate. Chris Peake put that out very, very smartly. Those stats get warped by the sacks going as rushes. But, man, I don't think you're going to be able to line up with 6'7 offensive linemen and move these 6'4", 6'5", 325-pound defensive tackles for Tennessee. I mean, they've got some big dudes in there. They got some Reggie White-looking guys. Now, they're not Reggie White, but they look like him. They're talented, and they're athletic. That's SEC football. So you're going to have to spread it around. You're going to have to be, I think, a little bit more diversified in your approach to move the football down the field. Still got to run it, but may run it a couple different ways. And try to spread guys out a little bit and create a little bit more of a cleaner look for Israel Abanikanda to run the football. But Slovis is going to have to be on point because that's what it's going to take to win this game. I'm excited about this one. I think, you know, this is you measure a team right from week one to week two is supposed to be the biggest improvement. But, you know, you have to also take into account who they're playing. These are two Power 5 teams. I think a West Virginia team that's better than people gave them credit for. And I hope that bears out moving forward because they again, had every right to compete and win that game on Thursday night. But moving on to, I think, a better football team in Tennessee. And I can promise you this. My one prediction for this game is if it starts like it did last year, Pitt's going to have a hard time winning the game. They don't have the firepower. At least I haven't seen it yet. that was in that offense last year in the passing game. And I think I think they'd like to win this game a little bit differently this year, and to get into a shootout would be not the style they want to play, but I think they could be capable of keeping up. But it's going to be important to get Slovis into a rhythm early and keep that defensive line for Tennessee at bay and keep them on their heels.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.